upset you now?
I've been, during the bit of time off I've had, I've been clearing out my spare room because that is now my daughter's bedroom. And so I've put a load of stuff in one of these like storage units.
A
different version of that. So I went down, and so £96 a month, which I think is actually quite good for a 40 square foot unit.
What?
Yeah, is that good?
96 quid a month for a place.
I can't tell whether you're going
to
say this is good or bad.
That sounds terrible.
No,
the internet. You get the internet for. What, a tenner a month?
Right. I mean, you can get that entire contents of a room in that, and then it's there. So you're emptying a room of your house, and you're paying less than 100 quid a month for that. That is good value.
Wow. Okay.
What did you think it would be?
20 quid.
you don't live in the real world.
Well, I don't live in a world where I would think to put stuff in a room. But I just would not be organised enough to get stuff into
another
place.
Well, no, this has happened out of necessity. My house is not big enough, and that is where... Anyway, I digress. So while I'm there, so I go down, £96 a month, as agreed, speaking to the guy, fine, lovely. And he goes, right, okay. He goes, oh, actually, sorry, I had to rearrange to take the stuff down. And he goes, oh, yeah, sorry, since then there's another...
Oh, it's money, isn't it?
I knew it'd be money!
That's what we used to trade with. As someone that thought that, I mean, what? You thought £96 a month was expensive, but now you're going, oh, I bet it was money. Yes. So he goes, right, there's just another £3.59. He goes, I don't know what that's for. I was like, well, I'm not going to pay it then if you don't know what it's for. I said, if you're going to ask me for some money, you have to at least tell me what it's for. You can't just say, oh, well, it's another £3.59. I'm not sure. He goes, well, I said, what? He goes, yeah, I don't know what that's for. I said, well, you're going to have to wipe that then. I'm not paying an additional £3.59 for something you don't... He goes, yeah, yeah, all right, I'll have to... I was like, you can't charge someone and not know what it's for. Yeah, sorry, I don't know what that's for. Right, okay.
So,
and the thing is, over the course of a day... Plenty of people will go, yeah, fine. I am not one of those people.
Yes, I wish I was like you, but I am one of those people. I will just go on what it, because I just want to leave. Whatever the situation is, I just want to go. So it would be right, well, if this, because I would think, I would measure the conversation you will have about the 3 quid and why it's not, you know, and how it's not for anything. I would measure that conversation against the cost. Which is 3 quid.
I will pay the
3 quid to not have this chat.
Sometimes the equation will go against me. I will spend more time on a thing than how much the money is worth. I will be so adamant that I'm not paying whatever it is that I will end up... The time that it costs me to not pay the thing. You know,
if I'm
staying somewhere for a weekend, for example, Brighton, you know, the parking there is expensive. I will park in Preston Park. I know that is the closest you can get to Brighton without paying for parking. And then I'll walk
in. That is
mental. Sometimes I've got to use my car again over the weekends. I have to walk back and I go, I've spent 3.5 hours walking backwards and forwards to my car this weekend to avoid paying £12 for 24 hours parking.
So mental. Yes, I would not do that.
That means I'm getting paid £3.50 an hour to walk.
Yes, I suppose it does.
And that's not worth it. And someone goes, hello, mate. Yeah, you know, if I unfortunately ended up in a situation where I was unemployed, I'm looking for a job and I go, oh, yeah, what have we got? And we're looking for some people to walk. I go, okay, cool. How much did I go? It's £3.50 an hour. I go, absolutely fucking no chance. I'm not walking for £3.50 an hour. What are you on about? That is, you know, if you want me to walk, let's just go. Okay, come in. We need some walkers. Sure, me and you are in business. We need to hire some walkers. What do you think is a reasonable price to pay someone to walk? What's a reasonable hourly rate?
To walk? Well, what's the minimum wage?
The minimum wage is about 10. Is it £10.50? I think. I'm not sure.
That's a lot, isn't it? It was like a fiver when I was a kid.
How do you know?
What do you mean?
You never had a job. The minimum wage does not concern you. Never has, never will.
What are you talking about? You got me a job in a telesale.
I tell you what, whatever the minimum wage is, you wouldn't be worth it. I don't know what it is, but what I do know with absolute certainty is that you are not worth whatever it is.
I don't know why you're saying this. I don't know why
you're saying that I'm not worth £10 an hour.
I do not know why you're saying that I've never had a job, because you got me a job at telesales.
One of the worst days of my life. I only got it because I think I got 50 quid to refer you, didn't I?
You prick.
And that was, I don't think I got that in the end, because you only lasted 2 days. got you a job in a call centre. It's a bloody good job, that. And after 2 days, he's like, yeah, I think you went home at lunchtime or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I did. I just think I couldn't do it.
That's what I mean.
I was on moral grounds.
You're unreliable.
It was on moral grounds.
You've got no... Shut up.
It was.
Only if your morals are, I am a lazy prick. Sorry, I can't do it on moral grounds. What are your morals? I'm really lazy.
I don't like moving. I think moving is...
I am absolutely against having to do any work whatsoever.
I'm very much against effort. That
I don't believe in having to do anything for anyone.
No, yeah? I was having to like sell road insurance to old women. And like telling
them
all
insurance.
Yeah, it was like going, that she'd be like, oh, I'm absolutely fine, darling. And then I would have to read this script and go, no, honestly, if you cross the road, you probably will get hit by a car. Honestly, I think you should it was one of those. I was like, I can't do this.
Is that what you were working on? Road insurance?
It was something. I remember having to convince people they were probably going to get hit by a car if they crossed the road.
Do you know what? The weird thing is, I think if you'd have given it a go, you'd have been really good at that. I think if I needed someone to convince someone they were going to get hit by a car when they're crossing the road, you'd be contrary to everything I've just said, you'd be my guy.
Hi there, Paul. Do you look both ways when you're crossing the road?
Sorry, or am I confusing that with if I wanted to convince someone that they want to get hit by a car after speaking to you?
Pricing. So I don't normally take too much notice of pricing, you know, when it comes to coffee. I know you do with your prep voucher, but I like a nice coffee. So
God.
I go, well, it's just, what, I don't know why you're not paying a bit more for a nicer coffee.
I'm not getting drawn into that again, but if I was paying per coffee rather than the, you know, the prep subscription, which we've discussed in detail, but like, yeah, I probably would be looking for to spend a bit more on a nicer coffee. But seeing as I'm getting...
So, I went to Rome, right?
Yeah, okay.
Did you know this? It's the law that a coffee is no more than a euro. Did you know that? It's the law.
Bloody, do you know what?
The law.
The amount, when I was there, I sent about 3 pictures to a friend of mine and Mikey's, Jules, saying like, look at this coffee, 1 euro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't believe I kept paying a euro. I thought I just kept getting really lucky with the cafes I was going into.
No, it's the law.
They really like me. I was like, bloody hell, these lot. I'm a real hit with the Italians.
But it's
they can see. They can see I've got that Italian sort of je ne sais quoi, and I realise that is French. And I could not sound any more like Del Boy if I tried.
But it gave such a, like, it, do you know what it convinced me? I know this is me romanticising it, but it convinced me, like, that the Italian government cared and wanted their people to live a passionate and pleasurable life. Like, I imagined the government going, we cannot make them pay more than a year. What are you like, what?
What? Nothing. I'm just enjoying it. Go on.
But no, I could just imagine them and go like in Britain, it would be, it really gave me the sense, and I'm not one of these Brits, anti-Britain, you know, I'm not a political guy, but I have to admit this, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, but being in Italy.
You're sounding like one, but go on.
It just made me really like kind of, what's the word? Like, I was just like ashamed to be Brit. It get like, I know I was on holiday, but it just gave me this sense that in Britain, it's like, more now, hurry. More now, hurry. If there was a slogan for Britain and America, it would be more now, hurry. And in Italy, it was like,
enjoy. I could see why you don't like it.
But yeah. No, but in it, do you know what I mean? Like, can you imagine Boris going, no, coffee, just make it a quid. Come on, it's unreasonable to demand coffee to be more than that. Let people enjoy their lives. Just make it a quid. Like, in Italy, it was, just make it a euro. Let them enjoy their lives. Make them enjoy their... No, Paul, here's an observation of Italy. And I think this is a profound observation. Okay?
Oh, God, of course you do.
Of course I do, right?
Strap in.
5 days I was there. I didn't see anyone walking with a takeaway cup. What does that say? That tells you everything that you need to know.
Say? They've run out of takeaway cups.
Cool. While I was there, I did not see a single person walking around with a takeaway cup. What does that tell you? They run out of takeaway cups? Okay, not my point.
Even the higher power... The Luminati of Italy are going, let them sit down. Let them enjoy the coffee. No need to rush. Just have the 1 euro.
Well, hold on a second.
What?
Hold on a goddamn second.
What?
You
what?
Are
what?
Constantly on me for the speed at which I eat. I am always like, yeah. I like
is
to sit.
Is coffee a food? Is coffee a food? Is suddenly coffee a food? Are you eating the coffee beans? Are you eating them dry?
Same thing.
No, it's a drink.
I like it's to different. Take my time. My idea of a beautiful evening is to sit, get a table in a restaurant and just spend the evening there, just taking my time, grazing, eating the food.
No, that's not the same.
Yes,
that's
that
not
is the
same.
Same.
No, it's not the
you
same.
You go, I bet they do 2 sittings in Italian restaurants, early and a late, and that's it. They're there for 3 hours at a time.
It's like, but my point is that it made me aware that of like, and I don't know if this is just in my head, but it made me aware of the system.
Yeah. I mean, if you're waiting for me to comment on that, you're gonna be waiting all day. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Like, it made me aware of the system.
I'm like, Paul, do you know how I recognised British people abroad? Right, I didn't have to hear their face. Do you know how I recognised them? Hear their face. I didn't have to hear their voice. Do you know how I recognised them? Right, you go, which ones are the British people? I'll tell you.
Well, weirdly, that's just you. I mean, you corrected yourself there. I can hear your face.
Oh, here he comes. I can hear his face coming from a mile away.
Your face has an audible quality. And it's like a dull hum.
No, not in Italy. England does that to me. England
oh, here
does,
he comes. I can hear his face coming a mile off.
England does that to me. This is how you spot a Brit when you're in Italy. You go, it's that depressed man with the red face. That's what it is. It's just depressed people.
And then you realise you're looking in a mirror. You go, no, it's not another English person. It's the mirror in my hotel room.
And the fucking is there anything worse than when you see an English person on your holiday? Like the shame, where you're just like, oh God, is that what we're like? Like the Italian voice. You hear the honestly, the Italian voice. If I was to describe it, right, I would say the Italian language is like. It's like a violin playing across the river as the birds sing goodnight. That's what the Italian language is. And then you hear a British voice. And do you know what it sounds like? Yeah. It sounds...
I mean,
this sounds,
really are a man that's just come back off holiday, aren't you?
I'll tell you what the British language sounds like. The British language sounds like someone dropping something in the loft. That's what it is. It's just like... Ugh.
On their foot.
Yeah, it's just... And then you hear
it's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. So I'm enjoying my time. I'm having a wonderful time in Rome. I'm having a wonderful time on a holiday. We go to quite a touristy restaurant, right? By the, the big, where Gladiator is, where you watch Russell Crowe kill the
Colosseum,
right?
What? I mean, after everything you've said, after all this,
the beautiful, oh, you know, I'm so embarrassed about the English, you know, God, I see another English person and I think, oh my God. Anyway, so they're sat having a coffee by, what's that place where they film Gladiator? Try and sound like more of a Brit abroad. Like, trying to make out he's all Italian and then describing the Colosseum as the place where they film Gladiator. You absolute heathen.
Sean here. If you enjoyed that, that was not the full episode. That is only a 15-minute taster. We have the full hour-length episode on patreon.com/WUYN. That's patreon.com/WUYN, where we have sections where you, the audience, send in your voice notes. We read reviews from the internet where people are very angry. And plus, you will get to find out, particularly in this episode, why this episode was named Fresh Clean Booty Bum Bums. That's Fresh Clean Booty Bum Bums. If you want to hear about the Fresh Clean Booty Bum Bums, you can listen for just £4.50 a month. That's just over £1 a week. It's the best podcast in the country. You know it. Sign up. The Patreons love it. We love it. You'll love it. That's so much love. And there are some tips on how to get a fresh, clean booty. Mum, bye.